Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello. I'm back with another episode of my show. We're just going to jump right in with our next part of Displaced. All right, so chapter 26 of Displaced. Wiccan. Justice shook me awake. I'm assuming several hours later. I was hungry and hurting everywhere. He handed me a small cookie, a glass of water, and two of the pain pills the doctor had given me. After ingesting all three items, I groaned and lay my head back down on the couch. Good to see you out of bed, Justice said. I cracked a small smile. I didn't break any rules coming here, did I? Or unknowingly piss anyone off? As long as you don't dictate the TV channels, nobody's going to care. The E-Zone is first come, first serve when it comes to everything. Everybody has their favorite haunts, of course, but they're willing to take turns so long as you're willing to wait for it. You missed dinner. Thought about waking you, but figured you're probably not all too hungry anyway. Most of the guys who get whipped seem to not have much of an appetite while they're still healing, he said. He wasn't quite right, but I didn't have the energy to argue. The pain far outweighed my hunger, that's for sure. At the same time, I wouldn't have said no to a meal either. Sleep sounded like my best option. Perhaps there was something in the pain pills that was knocking me out. Patrick is giving you another 2 days, which is a lot more than most guys who get hit have to heal over. This is all new to you, and I think he feels bad. Sometimes he takes things personally. Justice averted his gaze to his hands. He sees all of us as his kids, you know. Plus, your body isn't rough around the edges yet. You're still pretty soft. I nodded. If you say so. I'm just trusting everything you say here, man. It's all a mystery to me. He wants you to know that tomorrow he's going to meet you during work. There are a few people he wants to introduce you to. Justice gave me a half a smile. Rose is giving you one of her girls over for your personal care. Really? Because that's not necessary. I groaned a little. Why? I don't need any help. Take it because she has access to the stronger stuff for your back. Just because you're getting extra time off doesn't mean you're going to be completely better. It'll take a couple of weeks for everything to heal completely to the point where it won't bother you anymore. I lost my spot because my baby is. Anyway, heal completely to the point where it won't bother you anymore pain-wise. Not sure if there's anything we can do about the scars. I let out a sour laugh. I hear ladies like that kind of thing, so I guess I shouldn't complain too much. Positive attitude. I like it. We need more guys like you here. Everyone is pretty much a stick in the mud these days. I'm pretty anti-mud, so I don't think you have anything to worry about there. I closed my eyes and exhaled slowly. Justice gave my shoulder a squeeze before standing again. 2 more days, man. Take it easy and enjoy them while you can. After that, it's going to be pretty much nonstop work. Great. The thing I like to keep busy, I suppose. I'm being attacked by a baby. Hang on, I'm going to get that settled. Sorry about that. All right. Where did I leave off? All right, chapter 27, Wiccan. I fell asleep again after an hour of watching some more TV. One of the guys had changed the station to some old sport game. When I woke up, the TV was off and I was alone, or so I thought. Sitting in a chair across from me was a teenage girl, looking an awful lot like she belonged in a horror movie. Her dark hair was disheveled and covering most of her face, and she stared at me, unblinking the entire time, shifting and wincing until I was in a sitting position. I stared back at her. After a few moments of silence, she finally blinked. I win, I said quietly. Can I help you? She shook her head. I'm here to help you. You are? Yes, Patriarch told me to be your assistant for the next couple of days so you could continue to rest. The less you have to do, the faster you'll get better. Right. Justice had mentioned one of Rose's girls offering me some help. I didn't realize he'd meant as soon as possible. She moved closer, sitting on the edge of the couch right next to me. Take off your shirt. Huh? Take off your shirt. I have a cream that's going to help you, she snapped. She pushed her hair out of her face before reaching into a small bag. In her hand, she had a small metal container. I was so fixed on what she was doing, I'd forgotten I was supposed to strip. Her impatient glare got me moving rather quickly. I carefully lifted off my shirt, mindful of the bandages on my back. Lay on your stomach unless you'd rather stand. Her gaze briefly wandered over my body before she shook her head. Being on my stomach sounded a lot more comfortable to me than standing. I was already halfway up, however. If I lay down again, I might not get up again anytime soon. Yeah, pretty sure there was something else in the pain medicine because I felt groggy and kind of like my head was in a cloud. I kept my back to her, whoever she was. I sucked in a deep breath when she removed my bandages. It stung a lot when the air hit my stripes. Tears filled my eyes as she touched them with her fingers. The cooling of the cream was nice, but it also hurt like no other. I quickly wiped the tears away and focused on breathing. Good air in, bad air out. What's your name? I asked as she took her good sweet time dressing my wounds. Lily, and you're Wick? Yeah. I think that's what they had decided to call me. That conversation already felt like a lifetime ago. She was quiet, clearly focused as she worked. Nice to meet you. Same. I held a whimper of sharp pain course through my back. I'm almost done. I squeezed my eyes shut. Okay. Breathe. Just breathe. That's all I had to do. It would be over soon, and I would be better for letting her take care of me in the first place. I could go for a couple of those magic pills Justice has been giving me, I muttered. I can give you one of those, too, but let me escort you back to your room first. Sleeping out here isn't something I recommend. I raised an eyebrow. Oh? She finished placing new bandages over my skin. The Aquavans don't care, but one of the other women might try to take advantage of you. What? Why? A baby is usually a ticket for women to get onto the surface. Wow. That was wild. So much. So how did you get placed down here? You don't seem weird or shady to me. She gave me my shirt a sharp tug down. I'm your nurse, not your friend. My life is not your business. It was just a question. Jeez. And that is my answer. You're welcome and have a nice night. Chapter 28, Wickham. I followed Lily's advice and went back to my closet to sleep. I had a hard time calling it a room. It just wasn't big enough to be classified as such. The magic pill helped me sleep through the morning alarm. Once again, I woke up groggy, but a little more refreshed than last time. Taped to my head was a note from Justice. Don't forget about your meeting with Patriarch. Try not to wander too much. Deciding to keep things simple, I stayed in bed. I didn't get a chance to feel bored because Patriarch came into my room. He poked his head into my bunk. How are you feeling? Fine. Sore, but managing. I'll be able to do my job soon. Don't worry. I rubbed the sleep out of my eyes. If I'm being honest, I'm ready for it, even if I will probably still hurt like no other. Doing nothing has done much for me. I'm glad that I've been able to just sleep it all off. If I were awake, I'd probably be doing a lot more thinking than I am. And that's kind of a scary thought, huh? Maybe it would lead you to that meltdown you still haven't had. I rolled my eyes. I don't have mental breakdowns. Sorry to disappoint you. It's still hard to wrap my head around the whole thing. Still, I'd stop expecting me to cry like a baby and freak out. Patriarch arched an eyebrow, shrugging. If you say so, that's the apprehension I have of putting you in my restaurant. Something could go wrong. You get set off, and then my kitchen is in shambles. I can't have that happening. Now, can I? Right, because when I have my hypothetical meltdown, I'm going to incinerate and destroy your business. I scoffed at the idea. Patriarch, chances are if it happens, I'll curl up into a fetal position, bawling my eyes out and crying for my mom, even though I'd probably be better off without her. You don't get along with your mother? When she's sober, we get along fine. He sighed, giving me a sympathetic smile. So you're more hard than you let on. I think I understand now. This is why you decided to rebel against the Aquavans when the Aquavans came to take you away. You know, independence more fully than most people your age. Gee, you're pretty insightful. Were you a shrink in another life? I was a teacher before I came to the ship. My wife and I were taken around 15 years ago. I taught at a university. She was a housewife. We were on our last family vacation together. My youngest was going to college and my oldest was going into the army. Now we're all here instead, he said. I frowned. All in the pit? No, they live on the surface with my wife. Actually, if I can confess this to you and not have you get angry with me, that is where I sleep most nights. Anger isn't the word I would use to describe what filled me. I think the word would be disappointment. I averted my gaze, not wanting to look at him anymore. Here I thought you related to us and understood what we were going through, what was going on down here. I do understand, which is why I run my restaurant the way I do, he said. The way things work on Salvation is that choice jobs like restaurants are considered a luxury. The Aquavans would never let an undesirable work for one. At least, they wouldn't until I explained to them my second chance program for guys like you. It was nice to know someone cared about the undesirables who wasn't one of them. I hadn't been on the ship for long, but I could see how it made everyone rough. If I had to work in the pit all the time, I'd probably shut down and stop caring about life altogether. The fact that there were people on the surface who wanted to make things better for everyone on the ship and not just themselves gave me some hope that things might not completely suck for me. I couldn't help but smile just a little. Guys like me who aren't bad, just misunderstood. Something along those lines. The Aquabonds will someday know that just because someone doesn't follow orders, that doesn't make them that person a threat. There are people who live by strict protocol. Free thinking is rare, at least in the form that we're familiar with. Their debates are more political in nature, done in front of large form of people, kind of like in the ancient times of the great philosophers. That is their way. The human process of thinking is a lot less sophisticated, despite our great abundance of intelligence. I'm not sure about the intelligence thing, I said with a small smirk. After all, we need warning labels to remind people that coffee is hot, wet floors are slippery, and that putting a plastic bag over your head can kill you. For how smart we are, there sure is a lot of stupid going around. He got a chuckle out of Patriarch, at least, which is better than some of the other responses I would have gotten from most people. You're ruling my hair like I imagined a father would. You're cynical. Maybe you're more dangerous than I initially thought. Only if you consider teddy bears a threat. Patriarch reached his hand into my bunk. Come on, there's someone I want you to meet. I took his hand, grateful for the extra help and support from getting out of bed. Having the extra weight to lean on made the task much less daunting and painful. I grimaced anyway. Doing so in front of Patriarch didn't bother me. I wasn't afraid of showing weakness in front of him. I knew he understood. Most people did, I suppose, but he made me feel like I was a part of his family. I didn't believe in keeping things from family, even if my family liked to keep things from me all the time back home. Lead by example, or something along those lines, and hopefully the rest of my household would catch on. Patriarch, I didn't have to lead. All I had to do was follow. He had my back, and he wasn't going to let anything bad happen to me. Crazy putting so much trust into one person I barely knew, but he put a lot of trust in me first. That had to mean I could count on him. Wasn't that part of some unspoken rule? Do unto others as you would like to have them do unto you? I personally hated to waste my trust on people undeserving of it. We went into the room where I had orientation. Shivers ran down my spine, and I stopped in the door without even thinking about it. Gently, Patriarch helped me into the room. This is as far as we'll go, I promise. You're not allowed to go over to the next area for the women unless you're calling upon one of them. I'd rather you never step foot to that side. They'll eat you up. Lily said something about how if one of them gets knocked up, they get a ticket out to the surface. Generally, yes, but that doesn't mean you'd follow her. I don't want to be a dad, I stated firmly. That attitude might have to change. I rolled my eyes. I especially don't want to be a dad because of a girl I barely know. If I'm taking that step, it'll be with someone I love. Good, exactly what I want to hear. A woman entered the room then, a rather beautiful, curvy, long-legged, dark-skinned woman at that. She could have been a model in her past life on Earth. To say I was stunned was an understatement. I was paralyzed, speechless, and probably gaping like an idiot. This is Wick, Patriarch said. Wick, meet Casey. She has the best connections to the surface anyone can find, even better than mine. Casey gave me a once-over with her gaze. There's a girl on the surface looking for a boy with a name similar to yours. When Pat mentioned you, I thought perhaps it was all wishful thinking, yet here you are. You're close enough to her age that I believe it. The fact that you were whipped and it was caught on camera is a stroke of luck on your part. Give me a few days to a couple of weeks. I will have a meeting arranged for you. Thank you, as always. I appreciate everything you and your husband do for me, Patriarch said. I lifted a finger. I'm confused. What's going on? Are you familiar with a girl named Chevelle? Casey asked. My entire body tingled at the sound of her name. Grinning like an idiot, I nodded. Yes, is she here? Is she safe? And I'm going to stop there because I'm running out of time and we're stopping in the middle of the chapter. But you all have a great day. And we'll talk later. Bye.